Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fib Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. Man, I need this tonight. Welcome to the Fig Cave. It's March Madness. We got Dynamite on the TV.
I don't.
Oh, no? I always try to throw it up.
Cable.
Oh, that's right. You don't have cable.
Yeah. I do know what happened, though. I've heard it's the internet. Very angry.
Oh, is what? I didn't see anything. I'm just watching it live right now.
Oh, yeah. Kazuki Chokata, dude. He fucking took... They broke up the AEW Triple Crown already.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Japanese Cody won the Intercontinental Breakfast title. I'm watching Edge versus Christian.
You mean Jay versus Adam?
Hardcore match. They're using like a hockey stick on each other. It's pretty cool. It's
so Canadian.
Very Canadian. They must be in Toronto. Oh, Edge is all bloodied up. This is live. We got any of our Patreon members here watching us?
Not yet. Just sent the link out.
We are open for our main event tier for you guys to come and watch and interact with us. But I didn't introduce you guys yet. Nikki Big Business and Tommy. I'm not going to call you an idiot, Tommy.
You can call me an idiot. I don't care.
Tommy Paradise. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Yo, yo.
We'll get into why my name is Idiot this week.
What are you drinking? What kind of beer you got this weekend, dude?
Where'd the can go? Oh,
St. Pauli, NA. Nice.
No, this is a Nepenthe. It's a brewery here in Baltimore. I hate the name. I hate the thing Nepenthe. Makes me feel like I have a speech impediment. But they make some really good IPAs.
I should have got the 316 beer. I should have cracked one open tonight.
I was drinking these, by the way. This is a vodka iced tea. This is from the makers of this is Sam Adams brand. So they make obviously Twisted Tea. Obviously, they make a bunch of other stuff. This is a vodka iced tea. I got a variety pack.
How's the sweetness on it? Like tastes good, or is it like synthetic taste?
So that the half and half is awesome. The raspberry and peach taste like complete, you take a sip of it, you couldn't even tell what fruit it is, they're so bad.
We just got those at one of the bars that do trivia at.
Yeah, they're not good. So the half and half are good. It's like half lemonade, half iced tea. Get that. They're in a four pack. Don't get the variety pack because the other flavors are not good. But High Noon is coming out with a vodka iced tea in about a month, so you'll be able to drink some real shit pretty soon. Little tidbit for everybody listening, but how's everybody's how's everything going? How about St. Patrick's Day for you guys? Did you do anything?
Nope.
Very low.
I went to the big event, brother.
That's right. You were you were out of town. That's right. Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Very low key. We had the parents versus kids hockey game. So play goal, let the kids score on me a little bit.
Oh no, you can't do that. You gotta be tough on them, bro.
Yeah, that was their last game together. Last hurrah. So, okay. You know, we had some fun. Then we did some tailgating out in the parking lot. Parents drank some beers.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, out in the parking lot, ordered some pizzas and wings and stuff and hung out.
Oh, so, I love it.
Parking lot beers go down smooth, dude.
They do. Quick.
In the hockey parking lot. That's where I've gotten a lot of trouble.
Parking lot beers. We should do a ranking of beer, like where shower beer, parking lot beer. Ooh. Mowing the grass.
I'm a shower
beer.
Drink guy, dude. I'm a shower cocktail guy.
Really? Oh man. Yeah.
Like a tall, like, you know, CrossFit. I got the big into the Tito's, like a tall Tito's and
I guess that's good because a beer gets with the heat, with the humidity in there, the beer gets a little warm, so a cocktail would be better.
Yeah.
What's up, Peter Jones? We got Peter Jones in the house.
Yeah.
Hanging out, watching us from our Patreon. It was my son's actual birthday. I feel like he's had a birthday for like 3 weeks in a row here, but his actual birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
And you made homemade chicken tenders.
He celebrated.
leftover
sauce. On the day before, we had the family over for his, you know, his birthday is like now stretched into like five different days here. But we had like my parents, her parent, my wife's parents, and my sister and her fiance and their three kids. It was actually pretty nice. And my sister's brother and his wife. So I just made breakfast. I just made some eggs and bacon and sausage. We bought some cinnamon rolls from a little bakery nearby and mimosas and just hung out. It was a good time. played some baseball in the backyard with the kids, which was nice. It's good. No drama.
I love a brunch, dude. I like a brunch.
Oh, dude, it's like, great.
Yeah, my family, that's what my family did. It was always like Southern style breakfast. Like it's that we never had, you know, Sunday dinner. It was always like Graham made hash browns with bacon and cheese.
Oh, nice.
A shitload of Grands. When Grands came, Pillsbury came with the Grands biscuits. He was just like, oh, I'll just make egg and cheese on all of them and you guys can pick your meat.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Like, yeah, it's so much easier.
Ham, shitload of bacon.
You're not cooking for like 10 hours. You know, you can just slap it in a pan, throw it up, you know, you're done. I've been doing I do bacon in the oven now. I don't even try in a pan anymore.
Oh, dude,
I bought that Costco. Sorry, you know, the Costco pre-made where you just throw the slices in for 30 seconds. Now it is not as good as, you know,
pre-cooked. Like pre-cooked,
dude. It's very good.
Really?
It is very yes. Yeah.
Wow.
For the effort involved,
it's got to be because you're like a traditional kind of guy. Yeah. So that's saying a lot. Okay.
It is
microwave it for 30 seconds.
Four slices in there for 30 seconds.
In the microwave?
Perfect. Yeah.
With like some paper towels or whatever, or what? Or does it matter?
No, I don't do that.
Doesn't get super dry?
No. Nope.
Well, bacon.
I usually just start a regular plate, and then like if I have a whole pile of it, then I'll kind of
Good towel. To know. Yeah, because
I'll throw a paper towel down on the bottom. That's it.
Yeah,
it doesn't dry out. It's good.
Zoe likes when I get grease all over the microwave. She likes. You guys are, she's not going to tell you that, but she doesn't get annoyed at all.
This is so fun to clean.
Yeah, I'm like, I wiped it.
Oh, man. I bought some at the butcher shop right by my house. There, they had like some local like little sausage links, like maple flavored sausage links. And I bought like two packages. I got home. They were $12 each for like 15. They were great. They were delicious. But I didn't even like look at the cost. I go in there. I don't want to like, you know, they just give you a total. You just check out and leave.
Oh, you can't pay attention now.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. But they were great. So I had no problem paying that much, but it was a good time. And then Saturday, on Sunday, on his actual birthday, he went to somebody else's birthday party. So me and the wife went down to this little Irish bar by the house, got a beer and left. So it was good. Good times. Weather's been nice, man. No corned beef. Just a couple Guinness.
Logan had strength and conditioning for baseball after all of that. And Nick, you know Bears.
Oh, yeah.
They have their corned beef. Bears is this wicked good barbecue joint in Connecticut. And they, for the month of March, they have corned beef all month long. Yeah. They'll do egg rolls. They do, you know, you can get it by the pound or whatever. You can get it as your meal. So I just went and got a pound of corned beef and ate half of it while sitting in the parking lot waiting for him at baseball. So and
down near Windsor?
Yeah, there's one right by the airport. Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome. Nice. Yep. That's awesome. So. That's the best one, dude. We have one down in Haven. I don't think it's nearly as good as the Windsor location.
No, the Windsor one's the best one by far. If you're in Connecticut.
You have to walk into the New Haven one and say, what are you out of?
Yeah.
And then I'll order.
What are you out of?
His strength and conditioning starts at 8 o'clock or 7:15, something like that. It was like some kooky time. And I'm like, are you guys out of corned beef? And the guy's like, no, I got plenty left.
Nice. I'll
throw some extra in for you. I was like, all right.
Anybody going to Mania at Reading Terminal, which is the big market, the big like food court market that is right near the WrestleCon and WWE World, there is a great Jewish deli that every time I leave, I grab like a bag of a pound of corned beef and a bag of 1 pound of pastrami.
Oh man!
Just throw it loose in a bag. I'm good. I'm good. That's all I want. Every gas station stop on the way home back to Connecticut, like Zoe sees me like in the Ziploc going, oh. Hey.
We have to hit up Reading Terminal.
Yes,
at some point.
Multiple times
for lunch.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably after like WrestleCon ends at a certain like what's it 3 o'clock? It ends at. It'd be perfect. Like, eat something and go. Are we gonna do TNA on Friday?
No, that's this weekend.
Oh,
it's not the same
so
weekend.
Confused.
Everybody keeps doing this. Yeah.
So there's no TNA in town. Oh no. Okay. Brian Myers is wrestling, but it's not a TNA thing. Yeah. I do keep doing that. Okay. What's Ring of Honor's on Friday?
Ring of Honor's on Friday of WrestleMania.
I just don't know if the kid's going to be, I mean, I guess we won't be too, I'm literally going to just fill him with any kind of snack. I'm not going to say no to him at all this entire weekend.
Neither am I.
Are you interested in Ring of Honor?
He wants fucking candy, whatever you want. Whatever's going to keep you awake. You want sodas? You want sodas? Whatever the fuck you want, just stay awake and let me watch.
I was snacks already, man. I was at Aldi's. I grabbed the jerky, the Korean barbecue.
Oh, did you try it?
I did. It's not as good as the teriyaki pork though.
Really? That's pretty soft though, right?
Like teriyaki pork is the best.
For $3, Jesus Christ, man, it's freaking steal.
Oh, Peter Jones says I missed the pastrami and steamed cheeseburgers from Connecticut.
What?
Are you from?
You know what, I want to know where he's talking about, though.
Yeah, Peter, you need it. Yeah, that sounds really good. Pastrami burgers?
Mm. I don't know where he's getting pastrami, but the steamed cheeseburger is like a Ted's Meriden Wallingford thing. Everybody goes to Ted's, but the burger's good. The hot dog is really good.
The roll, though, is weird. It gets all mushy.
Yeah. I will say the weird thing is they have this whole griddle, and they just have potatoes sitting on there. They look like breakfast, like you know, some are burnt, some are barely cooked. Like, if they look amazing. Yeah. Every single one of them is hard as a rock. Oh, God. It's like they didn't pre-bake them. They didn't parboil them, nothing. They're just like, Jesus. Hey, just throw that potato on the griddle and part of it burned and part of it is never seen heat. Don't worry about
That's not how it works.
The other food truck.
It's so disappointing.
At one of Logan's hockey tournaments, and I was so excited. I'd never had it before. Tried the steamed cheeseburger, and I was just like, this roll is like, the burger itself is very good, but the execution of the roll just is not great.
Did it get soggy or does it get all hard?
It gets soggy.
There's a lot of moisture in that bun.
Yeah.
It's a moist bun.
Yeah, yeah. Born Wallingford.
For the ladies listening.
He's born in Wallingford, grew up in Cromwell, and he's got family still in Meriden.
Wow.
Okay.
My mother-in-law lives in Cheshire, Peter Jones. So I used to go to the Meriden Mall all the time.
That's a real place these days.
I would not go there now.
You want to get stabbed.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the news. Before we do that, actually, promo code FIGCAVE on Ringside Collectibles is 10% off. Also on figurecollections.com, promo code FIGCAVE, 10% off. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of stuff popping up on there in the next coming weeks as we get closer to WrestleMania. There is a WrestleMania sale.
I got to order some Defenders to travel with. That's what I need.
Yep, better do that soon, brother. Jericho Housen is up there now. Did we talk about that last week? I don't think we did.
We did. You guys had raving reviews of it.
Okay.
I said it was nightmare.
It was from a cruise. Yeah, pretty bad. Check out, we get a bunch of new stuff on the YouTube page. Our buddy Michael LaPuma is doing Fig Cave tours with members of our group. Johnny JB, a good buddy of the channel, is up there showing off his
always
collection.
Really nice
good
to
video.
Say about us.
Yeah, always. And also, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you get a discount at J&J Figures. Their website is jjfigures.com. They're great on Whatnot. Awesome follow on Instagram and Twitter. And they will be in town for WrestleCon. I can't wait.
I met them in person at the big event.
Old J and Young J?
I met both J's. I don't know which one's which J, but I did meet them. And I met B. Bargain B.
Oh, okay.
They're all there. Yeah. Nice. They had a hell of a stand. They were doing really well at the big events. So it's like, I have nothing. It's not like I have money invested in, but it's like, you're super proud because, you know, I've been following them forever. And
no, dude, we
wheeling and dealing, doing the claim sales. So it's like,
they've been following us for a while. So
awesome. Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Their Whatnot streams are some of the most attended on Whatnot as far as wrestling figures go, because they're entertaining.
A lot of figures off my hand.
I will say, our buddy My Damn Toys did a stream on Whatnot, which he's not on there all the time, and it was fun as shit to watch because he kind of actually talked. I mean, he threw something up there like every 2 minutes or so, but he talked and kind of answered questions from people. It was a cool, like, he has a good Whatnot channel. You know, it was a cool, like, kind of Q&A with people that follow him. So I think Kyle Peterson is getting on there soon, too, to do some stuff. So check out Whatnot, guys. Definitely a good place.
I want to host a Whatnot for not Whatnot.
I want to get Whatnot. Whatnot sounds like a fun website.
I want to host.
I don't have it registered yet. Stop saying it.
You stick your finger in, you say, is it wet or not? You know, that's it. That's the whole premise.
I still have any inventory. Otherwise, I'd start my own. But I don't have any inventory. I don't want to buy.
Sold
inventory.
Everything. Yeah.
I got nowhere to keep inventory. So
yep.
If somebody's out there and they're local, and you want to come hang out, you want me to come hang out in your store and host your whatnots, hit me up.
Oh, dude, I would, like you said, we talked about this last week. I would, if a store, local store asked me to do that, I would 100% do it and have fun with it and help them build the brand up.
Yeah.
And just take like a free figure or two.
Yeah. Zombie Hideout here in Springfield was trying to get somebody to do it for their card breaks, but I don't, not super familiar with card breaks. So I was like, if you guys are doing this for figures ever, let me know. And I'll definitely jump in.
Dude, they got plenty of wall space for it. They got plenty. That would be huge. They have, you can get so much, so many wrestling fans and just general Super 7 fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
They like, yeah, next time you're up here, Phil, we gotta bring you there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
It's a cool walk around. Like, if you're there for an autograph show, like,
yeah.
It's cool.
It looks pretty big in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest news of the week, guys, was the CM Punk. I guess this is getting, I don't know if this was leaked out or what. I know on Friday we're getting the official pre-order for this, but it's a CM Punk Mattel Creations exclusive, and we thought it would be an Ultimate, but it's going to be an Elite figure. $25, great price, can't beat it. Mike Lanham in the house, Chad Miller in the house. What's up, boys? What do you guys think about this CM Punk? This is from his return to the company at Survivor Series. So I'm actually wearing the CM Punk, if you guys can see this, CM Punk replica t-shirt. Yeah. Daniel Bryan replica. That's a little purchase of the week. Old Navy, $3, white tee. What do you think of this? Pretty basic, but I mean the price point is not bad at all.
Yeah, it's not offensive, so you can't get too angry with it. You know, it works out. But I like it. I might buy three. I might buy one for the first custom Nikki Choke. And I'm not saying I'm just getting a CM Punk. I'm certainly not. But the jeans, I like the jean look. I think the jeans. I'm thinking jeans. Solo Sikoa's belly on the new Solo. Iron Sheik's head. And then I don't know. I have to mix and match some arms to match the tattoos. But yeah, I'll call Tom. Maybe get Tom Veg to make a custom head.
I'm loving this. That's a great idea.
That should be a project for the group. How would you make a custom figure of me, Nick, and Phil?
Oh, that's
what
fun.
Parts
that
would you use?
Each.
That'd be a fun episode.
Not the same. Not a
right.
Yeah, a fun episode. Phil. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, now merging us into one. Phil's penis, and then Tom's. This comes with
my calves.
This comes with a watch accessory, which is cool. Two different, I think it's like a t-shirt, his first like kind of WWE shop t-shirt and the white t-shirt. You talked about the jeans, the tattoos look great, even though they can't do the Pepsi symbol. They look really good. And the price is great. I mean, like I said, I don't know if this will be a Cody Rhodes Ultimate type situation where it's going to take a while, or if they've had this ready to go. I think does it say a date when you go to Mattel Creations?
No, you have till April 8th, I guess, to order it. So
April 8th, okay,
it
that's
goes on
good.
Sale Friday, and then you have until April 8th. Maybe we'll see it at Mania.
That's smart, like cool. A 2 to 2-3 week pre-order. That's key. That's where it needs to be. I think
that's a good point, Tom. I bet they have it there at WrestleMania to get people salivating a little bit. You know,
yeah. I think it's a good idea, man. It's like this is an iconic moment, like when he came back at Survivor Series, like. I remember exactly where I was. I remember freaking out that he was actually there. I think it's a good, like people were saying it's a cash grab, blah, blah, blah.
No,
I think it's an iconic moment, and you're really going to complain about a figure for $25, like an Elite figure, special packaging. Yeah. For $25. Everybody
the packaging
wants to
be great.
Yeah. So and
Ronda with the tape with the signing.
Yep.
The pants and leather jacket. They've done
the
they've
giant
done this
pen.
Before. This is yeah.
Yeah.
No, they did say the packaging will be kind of like similar to the entrance for Survivor Series, I think. So
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. Is this the only thing that's going to be revealed for they've been very vague about this, which I guess is good. But that's what Friday is. The Mattel Creations, they're doing a bunch of different brands on different days. So maybe something else, maybe an Ultimate or another Coliseum collection or a retro.
I wish that I know they have that LWO thing that, you know, is in production, but I wish they would just kind of do an Ultimate every 3-4 months.
Or every 6 months. Fuck it. You know, like,
you know what I mean? Like, so you're always like getting the Punk something. And the Cody, like something kind of, you know, keep pushing that one, you know, perfect. Actually alternate it with the Coliseum collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Every 3 months you got one coming, something like that. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, that'd be cool. By the way, I was looking this up today. This is totally unrelated to anything we're talking about right now. Double J debuted in AEW, and I think it was October, November of 2022, and still doesn't have any sort of figure from them. How?
Dude, there are guys that were on the first show that don't have a figure.
Alex Reynolds just got his first figure.
Double J, like the possibility, put him in the luminaries. Give him something. Yeah. Like
Alex Reynolds could still be pushed back, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, come on. Man. We've only seen the computer.
Dude, how about? I know he's not like a main talent, but like he's known in the figure community. Smart Mark doesn't have a figure yet. Like
how ringside should... has not pushed right. that through.
Right.
How we don't have like a ringside exclusive Mark Sterling.
Right.
Dude, do a two pack with him and Prince Nana.
Yeah.
Do a vault. Yeah, on the vault. We'll talk about the vault in a second. Yeah.
A little manager, just like you did the announcers, do a manager's line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Speaking of the Jazzwares vault, it's opening up on March 27th. We saw images of that today. It's going to be a Kenny Omega ROH figure, Claudio Castagnoli ROH figure, and a Malachi Black Supreme figure. These three things we already knew about. I would like to see like something just pop up on there. You talked about it, Nick, several times, that just like something that's up there all the time that you can just buy. A Mark Sterling would be perfect, you know, or a mm-hmm. Prince Nana or some of these guys. Like even if it's a year out, like just throw some stuff up there that's going to get some people excited, because I feel like AEW doesn't really have a schedule of when things come out. They just kind of like trickle out randomly, or someone puts it on a message board or something. So hopefully
we haven't talked about, are these going to be in stock?
At this point, they should, right?
I mean, these three should. I mean, I don't think anybody should. I feel like I haven't seen that at all. I've seen a ton of posts about the vault opening, but are these ready to go? They should be.
They should 100%. They should be, but
yeah.
And I feel like we've seen this Malachi Black a couple times. Like, yeah. So it should be kind of far along. This Kenny Omega looks like shit, though.
Yeah, we're not the first people. Tom and somebody else said it earlier in the group and Instagram, but yeah, I thought it was Psycho Sid.
Yeah, it looks like a bootleg Psycho Sid.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's so bait. I mean, what is exciting about this for people? Because it's an all black boots, black knee pads, black elbow pads, black trunks, and just like the Justin Timberlake bye 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 haircut. Claudio, like the amount of people that remember or watched Ring of Honor back then, I mean, I know it was kind of an underground kind of cult following type of thing, but you know, it's a small subset of a small subset of people that collect figures that, you know, so we'll see how they do. I like those boxes. I like the style of the box. They kind of look like Ultimate boxes. Ultimate
edition.
Yeah.
My thing is like, you just announced to Claudio for whatever next, you know, a series is coming out, right? The Unrivaled, whatever, 19, whatever it is. Kenny Omega's got a new figure coming out as well. Malachi just got a new one. And now you're going to kick off your vault with these guys that we already have figures of. Like, I understand these are a different version of these, but it's like, this is like if Mattel Creations was like, hey, in Elite 108, we've got this John Cena, this Roman Reigns, this Seth Rollins, and this Drew McIntyre. Now, if you guys go over to Mattel Creations, we'll give you NXT versions of all these guys. Like, that's what I feel like this is, where it's like, okay.
Yeah, they've shown nice the oversaturation
right.
has not worked at all. I mean, you had Eddie Kingston's Unrivaled. You have a Walmart Eddie Kingston. You have the Shop AEW Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
You could still find his Unrivaled on the shelf.
Dude, Peter Jones just nailed it on the head. No Briscoes, he said. How do you not that. Open? That's, yeah. I think that's how you start this wave off. You do a two pack of.
They've shown it. Yeah. They've shown it, though. I mean, where is that at? Yeah. A couple
that
of people
be the
said,
first thing that goes
yeah,
up
good,
for pre-order.
Good point.
But.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's something we haven't seen before. They've never had figures before. You know, I think if you do this ROH packaging in like a double, like a little bit wider, that would look cool.
Right.
So
I think
we'll
this
see.
Gets a, oh, that's cool for some people, but if you did the Briscoes to kick it off, I think you're getting like an oh fuck, I gotta order that right
now.
No,
this is a Padour move that putting out kind of guys that exist. Everybody's gonna go in there because they want to get the series one, first edition, and then you put the talent in two and three so that you're more inclined to continue. And at that point, you're complete. You got to keep going.
Yeah,
but so these aren't gonna sell out though, right? I mean, the regular the normal figures don't sell out. The fact that
I can see Malakai selling out, but not the other two.
Yeah, people having FOMO on that first Malakai Supreme.
Do we ever
jump on this one?
We got a Malakai Supreme already?
Yeah, Malakai and Kenny were Supreme too.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's the one that only ever hit ringside. So, but everybody's, you know, it was, but it was on the first line was on sale at Target.
Yep.
So everybody thought, oh, I'll just wait for Target and get it there.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I think it's a good move. It's a good move for them. I think throw up some random stuff, you know, like some cool, fun stuff. We'll see. Mattel designer Bill McKenna, not friend of the podcast yet. We've never been on the show before. Showed off a sneak peek of Elite 109 Dominic Mysterio with his soft goods. Great looking figure.
Yeah. I legit thought this was a real person when I first saw it.
It looks like, I mean, not the person sitting in front of him.
No.
Demon character. Where is this from? Is this just from his house? Bill McKenna's house?
His office or something?
What is that other thing?
It's like a Superman villain, I believe.
That's like an iteration of the Undertaker.
They don't have the Superman license, though. So, maybe this is his desk or something.
It's probably just his desk, yeah.
Peter Jones.
Lobo. Man, Peter Jones is like the...
He's on it.
Went to hire him.
He's on it.
You get the bandana, get the sunglasses, you get the kind of...
Flannel?
S.A. Flannel, you know, S.A. Rios type of flannel going on. It's a great-looking figure.
Did this? I mean, well, you mean Conan? This is just Conan gear. If you have just put a ball and a ball head on top of that,
that's enough.
That's enough. Yeah, the best. Dude, who is run with like pretending to get arrested in a skit, turning into like what is it? Where are we going? Like a year and a half?
Yeah,
yeah.
Dominic just crushing it.
Crushing.
These are estimated for early May pre-order. I feel like it's been forever since we've had a new set of elites. That's the Seth Rollins, Dominic, Damian Priest, Nakamura, Cody, Bailey set.
I gotta get that last Finn so I can do the Judgment Day.
When do we get Elite 108? Where's that coming?
That's Chinese New Year, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of delayed everything.
That's all right. We're spending enough money over the next few weeks. We can wait.
Right. True. Well, I've already pre-ordered Terry Gordy. I want to get that execution for my new gen collection, but that'll come soon, I'm sure. And the Walmart CollectorCon kicked off. We had pre-orders for Eddie Guerrero Ultimate, Mankind Ultimate, the Sting Supreme figure. A lot of stuff going up for pre-order from our friends at Walmart, and some people are actually getting stuff from Walmart. It's amazing. Can you believe it? They're actually shipping stuff that people have gave them money for.
Even in the August year.
No big deal.
The Rocky Maya Villa 3-pack is getting to people's hands, which is cool.
Bullshit, by the way. Bullshit. Mine got canceled.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick's got canceled. It might be a sore subject, but yeah, people are getting them in hand. I pre-ordered Harlem Heat. I pre-ordered Eddie and Mankind. I cannot wait.
I didn't get the Sting in time, but I got the Ultimates.
I cannot wait for this Build-A-Figure of the Disciple.
Really? Why?
I love like the random character figures, like the Shark.
It is pretty random.
Red Rooster, like the Goon, like the fact that those guys have fucking figures is just like, I think it's hysterical.
And you're never going to get another one. You never have to wait like, oh, they're going to do a better one, because when they do these one-offs, I think they're always really good.
Yeah.
This Disciple looks amazing. I mean, looks like fucking great. So, yeah.
What's this other character that's on the Hulk Hogan cycle that we'll talk about in a second? The
Zodiac.
That figure was great. Like,
yep.
They do a great job with these like one-offs. Like these random. I always call them wrestle crap. Like it's just these characters that nobody cares about or remembers. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Now
he got so gassed up when he became the Disciple.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah, he was like unrecognizable almost, you know? He was all like serious.
Oh, the beard and everything? You were like, who's
He thought
that?
He thought he was a badass.
Yeah.
The Monday Night Wars, Ultimates, the Bret Hart and Rowdy Piper. Are people finding those in stores? I think our buddy Mitchell Craig has them. I don't know how. I don't know if you get them off eBay or what.
Oh, already? Does he?
Yeah.
People are finding them randomly, but... I've seen our group, couple other groups, people are finding them, but not like plentiful or anything like that. Like, they're just randomly showing up. So,
yeah.
I'm waiting for Paul Mart. Come on, Paul Mart.
That's got to happen.
Or Chad Miller. Chad Miller's been finding fucking everything lately. So
Chad Miller's been on fire, I will say.
Except the Monday Night Wars, dude. He's like, I was talking to him early about it.
Did he send you? He sent me a picture. He got the Andre Doink and New Hogan Superstars.
Yeah, they're on their way to Connecticut.
Ah, you did it.
Of course, I did it.
I told him I couldn't spend any money until after WrestleMania. So
Chad called me. I was like, "Why is Chad?" I was like, "Oh, he's got something good. He's got it."
I said, "I'm like, man, you're on fire. I need Piper and Hitman, and when you see him, I need Piper and Hitman Ultimates when you see him." So
wow. Good brother. That's part of being part of the crew, man. Part of the Fig Cave Facebook group, man. I mean, so much stuff that's hard to get, and then just stuff that doesn't appear for certain people's stores.
With Chad, I had to remember when we did the, you know, the first Royal Rumble giveaway, or that I was part of, where, you know, we teamed up and bought some, you know, chipped in for some ultimates for that guy. Is you couldn't even add Chad. I couldn't even send him a message. He had all, like, if you weren't his friend, I couldn't send him a Facebook message. He's like very private now. Like, he's calling me. What's up, man?
Now we're bros.
Bros.
That's all the news we have for this week. No. Grapples and Gimmicks showed off a British Bulldog.
He did
an all gold Mabel.
No, he did. That would be great.
I missed that. But I put this on the notes because didn't we talk about this last week about Bulldog? This is something else that we called.
Yeah.
We were talking about the buddy, and you were like, "How come there hasn't been anything with Bulldog in biker shorts and his long hair?"
From like when he almost won the Royal Rumble against Shawn Michaels, like 94 or something. Yeah, yep. This is it.
I don't know why these shorts are too long. These shorts are already too long.
Yeah, buns look good though. Dang. I don't know why his face.
His shorts like just covered his buns. Like they came a little to the side.
They were definitely biker shorts. Yeah, for sure. Looks like the tassels and the leg tassels are molded on. But props to Mitch, you know, from Grapplers and Gimmicks. Just had a birthday. Also, our buddy Kenny Dinkins had a birthday. But Mitch from Grapplers and Gimmicks lost like 40, 50 pounds. Looks great.
Yeah, happy birthday to Kenny specifically.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, that's good to know. Zombie Sailor showed off Slick, Jack Tunney, and Power and Glory. And I think he said that the Todd Pettengill are starting to ship out in the next week or so. So that's good. And the Mark Sterling, too. So
yep.
I got a feeling at WrestleCon, he's going to have a lot of stuff there to sell to people.
I hope J&J had quite a layout there. I don't think they're going to bring him to WrestleCon just because they don't want to compete. You know, they don't want to compete with the actual supplier, but. Yeah. They had quite a few ready to go. Not a vested bruiser. Sorry, Mike. I was looking.
I hope he has samples of the flair that he's doing at WrestleCon. But
dude, Herc and Paul Roma look so good.
They really do. Although Herc kind of looks like, hey, what the fuck, man? Like
he looks like he might be taking a shit. I'm not sure. Yeah. That's a common
the expression on his face is a little weird, but I think they look. We needed Power and Glory retros. Like, this is something that's been missing. I feel like something that we definitely need. But
that's what I'm gonna do with my Fig Cave sweatshirt, guys. So I'm gonna cut the sleeves at the top. I'm wearing it. So I'm walking around Mania.
There you go. Yeah, just like cut like a belly shirt. You know,
belly shirt. Could handle this midriff.
Yeah, love it.
There's one thing you didn't bring up that was on the notes, Phila.
What's that?
The Hulk Hogan motorcycle.
Oh, I skipped over that. Yeah,
you skipped over Hulk Hogan's hog, bro.
Man, Michael LaPuma just unsubscribed because you didn't bring this up.
I'm sorry, Michael. This is pretty cool. This is the same motorcycle they repainted 500 times.
But this is Hogan's.
Drew McIntyre. I mean, give them props for getting the most out of their molds with this shit. Undertaker, McIntyre. Who else was on this? This hog.
That's it. Big E had an ATV.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So this is the third iteration of this motorcycle here for Hulk Hogan. This is easily a WCW basic Hogan. Looks pretty good.
He's fucking jacked. I mean, I know Hogan was jacked, but was listening to Major Pod and Cardona was saying he's not going to buy it. First of all, bullshit.
Yeah,
Second of all, he was saying because it's too much like the Legends. Dude, I'm buying this. I'm throwing the Legend on it, and I'm throwing this basic into my pile of shit for sale.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
If I see it in the store, I'm not gonna like make a special effort to go buy it. But if I see it in the store, I'll 100% grab it. Yeah.
He was pretty skinny when he went to when he first went to WCW. You know, he was off the juice. But yeah, like this is cool for kids.
He was taking. Well, he was still saying his prayers, but he was taking less vitamins.
Yeah, yeah. Saying doing the rosary a couple times a day. So
for what it's worth,
mostly those Winstro vitamins.
And our buddies from the Major Pod, Major Bendy's ECW figures and Paul Walter Hauser pre-orders and 331 March 31st. I'm just, can't believe Paul Walter Hauser has a wrestling figure.
I had to look up who he was. I did not know. Yeah, once I saw who he like.
You know, both of you guys go outside, take a lap, and I will talk about Paul Walter Hauser.
I only know him from Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
Cobra Kai. He played the guy from the Atlanta Bomb. He was in I, Tonya.
That's true. He was.
And he was in on It's Always Sunny. He was the Juggalo student.
Oh, really?
Charlie and Dee go to work in a high school, and he's like, I'm a Juggalo, bro. I got a whole posse, and Charlie didn't understand it. He's like, good, go hang out with them.
I do like when like celebrities are wrestling fans. It makes.
He paid his way into the Jericho Cruise, like the first 2 years they had it. He like didn't really? Say like, "Oh, I'm Paul Walker Hauser." He was like,
"Oh wow,
just want to go hang out with my friends."
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah, good for him. All right, well, we're doing a mailbag episode here tonight. We asked the members of our Patreon crew, our Facebook group, that to give us some questions. So you want to read these off, Tom? Do you have them in front of you, or do you want me to read them?
You can read them. I have one from Patreon if you want me to start with that one.
Oh, yeah, start with that one. They paid for it, so I like them more.
Let me just pull it up here. Loading. I was not ready for that.
Hey, sorry. Yeah. You didn't have to even tell me you had it. You could have just...
anyway, guys, follow us on Boebert. Twitter. Will Boebert.
Oh.
This might be a little bit too personal. We don't have to get into all the details here, but he said, what is your budget for WrestleMania weekend? What did or are you doing to finance it? To me, it would be like paying for a trip to Orlando for Disney, right?
Huh. Good question. Hey, motherfucker. There you go.
All right.
I'll start. I don't know. We've paid for the Airbnb. We paid for the tickets ahead of time. We paid for our WrestleCon tickets ahead of time. So it's really just like... I don't know. Like food will be kind of expensive, and I kind of know who I want to get autographs from. So I guess it's just kind of planning it out. I don't see any huge costs. It's going to be a lot of like death by a thousand cuts type of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like $40 here, $50 here, $50 here, $50 here, lap dance here. You know, I have my kid with me, so I can't get any lap dances. But I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have a number in mind. I'm not doing too many vacations this year because of some family stuff going on. So I kind of am treating this as my, like, you know, if I want something, I'm going to get it and treat myself a little bit.
Privately, Tom and I are going to do an over-under on how many vacations you go on the rest of the year. And then we're going to have to qualify what a vacation is.
Really? Okay, yeah, I don't have any plans.
We'll do that. I think we're going to set an over-under with everybody else in Inner Circle but you. And just see, we'll see what we think it's going to be.
What, do I do a lot of vacations?
I don't think getaways. It's like true. Like you do getaways. A lot of 2-3 day trips. Yeah, you're like we went to this hotel. Like it's cool. Like to be anytime you're not sleeping at your house, that's a vacation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree. Yeah. But
for me,
I think.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's just the kid's old enough now, and WrestleMania is so close that it makes sense like financially to do something big. I mean, if it's in Vegas next year or Minnesota, wherever, I'm not going to go to that. This is WrestleMania 40. You know, it's close by. I think it's a cool city. So I'm all in.
This is my last Mania. Unless somehow the kid says, you know, I want to go, or it's in Boston somehow. I think
we're all going to Vegas next year.
I think I'm done with Manias, man. Right. I mean, last year I didn't sell stuff last year. I sold stuff the year before for Disney, but I just kind of knew we were doing this and just kind of like Phil said, man, just kind of knock stuff out here and there. And then now I'm kind of in like money saving mode for my spending money while I'm there. So that's It is not as expensive as Disney, believe it or not. It is not as expensive as Disney, but
no, it sounds more expensive than it was last year.
It is more expensive than it was last year.
There's less tickets, you know.
But I'm not flying this time. I'm just driving. So.
Oh, last year I was the definition of a budget. Like, I literally sold figures to J&J to pay for my airfare just because I didn't want to come too out of pocket for everything. I bought a $30 foot pump air mattress, slept on Josh Stapleton, Fig Cave Patreon member.
You slept on
his hotel floor.
Oh.
Yep. Slept on Josh Stapleton. On the floor, I was saving money. Like, my most expensive thing, really, besides the store, was the Uber ride from the airport to the hotel.
Okay.
Like, I knew that everything else was prepaid for. I knew what I was doing. This year, I don't think I'm going to Mania. I think those tickets are so expensive. I just don't know if it's – I don't know if I want to do it. So I'm there for the conventions. I'm there for WWE World. I'm there for the Major Pod Live show. There to hang out with these guys. There for the Phillies game. But everything I try to pay for my admission ahead of time, a couple of the signings already, I will spend money, but I am going to try to be like decent, you know, breakfast/lunches and lunches/dinners, not necessarily three meals a day.
Airbnb, fill it up with groceries.
And a high noon on the way in, not high noon, not David Buster prices.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm buying a bunch of mini bottles of liquor and sneaking them into the stadium. Cause I'm not spending $14 on a beer in there. So got to pick your battles, but you know, that's, We've also known about this for over a year, it feels like. So,
yeah.
Or at least a year. So, we've been able to kind of plan stuff out. So,
right. It's not like me and the wife trying to plan Disney now for November, spur of the moment, just because we decided we wanted to go.
Oh, no. Yeah. God.
That's happening
again.
So, yeah.
I like when people go, hey, I'm looking to cut cable this year. I don't know if I said it on the pod before. Like, you know, I have a buddy looking to cut cable. You know, I want to save some money. I'm like, why don't you just skip Disney for a year?
Yeah.
And he never has a proper response to me. I'm like, just don't go to Disney with your family this year and just have it be more special next year. There's $4,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minimally.
Yeah.
But yeah, he never has anything like responsible to say back to me on that one.
Good question though, Bo Berg. I love the question. Alejandro Contreras.
Leo, motherfucker.
Well, I'm excited to meet at WrestleMania. What was the one thing you did growing up that pissed off your parents over the breaking point? Whew. I have a couple of these. You guys can go first.
Go ahead, Nick.
I was arrested for shoplifting in high school. I don't know if I ever tell that shit. Yeah. I was like 14.
Wait, I get so much shit in the inner circle for shoplifting when I was in high school. I never got caught though.
No, I got caught. I was at Caldor's and the guy said, it's kids like you that places like this shut down. I was like, no way. And then Caldor's chapter 11? Chapter 11. Less than 12 months later. So,
what were you taking?
Oh, man. CDs.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I would just slice that little magnet thing and just put it in my pocket and walk out. Oh,
shit. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was, and I got the, we're not even mad. We're so disappointed in ourselves. It was like,
oh,
I'm just gonna go try in my room for the next 7 days.
It's the worst.
Missed homecoming that year. Wasn't allowed to go out, guys. I didn't have a date, but you know, just missed homecoming.
Mike Lanham's on camera cracking up. I threw a party during school hours. Like a pool. We had a pool. Had a pool party with chicken fights, girls getting their top ripped off. It was a party. And my name, we went, you know, went
where were your parents
at work?
Oh, it was during the day. Okay.
It was during the day. Yeah. During the day. And my neighbor ratted me out. My old man neighbor, come to find out, probably was a child molester down the road.
Allegedly.
So here's the thing. He ended up
having, listening, dude. I don't want to get sued.
He ended up having like a, he's dead. We're fine.
Fuck him.
Yeah. He ended up having like a 19-year-old boyfriend later on, like after this happened. Yeah. Yeah. He was like 70 or 80. He ratted me out to my parents, and my parents were fucking pissed because I was using the grill, swimming, like everything. They were so mad.
Propane.
No, they were just mad about the liability. Like, if somebody got hurt or something happened, drinking, like, you know. And, yeah, I actually, my punishment was kind of odd. My stepdad made me write a paper, like an essay, about responsibility. That was my punishment.
What?
That was my punishment.
To give it to who? To them?
To them. Yep.
They just like proofread it or something? Or
yeah, they just read it, and you know, I had to prove that I learned my lesson, I guess. Okay. But
I want to copy that right out of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
There's no chat GPT back then.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple.
Not as salacious. Breaking
as you guys. Yeah, salacious as you. I forget how old I was. This is more of the bike riding phase, not the driving phase. I was probably 12 or 13, maybe, if that. And there was a comic book store at the end of my street, my parents' street, that me and my buddy would go to all the time. And I would spend money like a drunken sailor. My little sister, who's 2 or 3 years younger, would just save all her money. So I found out where she's saved her money, and I would take $5, I'd take $10. One day I came back from the comic book store, and they were maybe there waiting for me or something. They found out that, you know, I basically stole all my sister's money, and they were not happy at all. So I got grounded. I don't know how long I was grounded for, probably like a month or something. So that was bad. Just another time, it was just like wrecking my parents' car when I just got my license. Ooh. Just totaling my parents' car, where I was like coming up to a red light, and I thought I saw my friends over in the turn lane on the right, and I was looking, trying to wave at them, and like I was like just foot on the gas and just smashed in the back of the car in Ooh. Front of me, you know, just like a month after getting my license. It's bad. So that was, you know, just being young and dumb.
Yep.
Both of them are. Well, they all are, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to having to deal with that shit with the kid. What's the next one? What?
Let me see here.
Oh, I like Jamie Wills.
Yeah, he's next. Yeah. He's next. Who would win in a fight between you three?
Sorry,
I feel like Phil has the size and height advantage, but Tom looks scrappy. Nick would wait and pick up the scraps and take the W. In my opinion, I would not win in a fight at all. I'm
taking a long powder. We're gonna fake an injury like the Royal Rumble.
I'd be out of breath. I'd be out of breath pretty quick. I am bigger than both of you guys, but I don't have the stamina or the experience fighting to. It would be pretty depressing looking fight between the three of us. Probably. I don't know why we would fight. Why would the three of us fight?
I don't know.
Last pork chop or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd probably give it to Nick. Really? I don't know. Nick is built kind of like a. Like, I feel like you're gonna be tough to take down.
He's part of the bloodline, man. Of course, he's gonna win.
Yeah, yeah.
Distant bloodline, the other bloodline.
Yeah.
I put my money on Nick too. I'm a lover, okay. Not a fighter.
Yeah, me too.
Love. Glad I have to argue. I'm glad I have to argue. Defend my stance here. Hey, Jamie, you're absolutely right.
I like that he thought you were that I was scrappy. I am not scrappy.
You play hockey. Of course, you're scrappy, dude.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm not like real life scrappy. I'm hockey scrappy. I'm not like that's different. That's a different world. Not real life. Not real life.
All right. This is a good brother, Michael Lankerich.
Still don't know how to say it.
Come on. He told you how to say it.
He told me. He did tell me how to say it. Lankerich. The house is on fire, and you can only save 5 things in your collection. Which items are you saving? You guys start. I'm gonna use the little boy's room real quick.
I gotta. Oh, I gotta look around. Probably the Regal autograph.
What autograph?
My Regal, my William Regal side elite. Probably the Cody Ultimate. What else? Oh, dude, my Pro Wrestling Illustrated cover.
Of course. Of course. I know. Man. I got to like turn around and look around.
I know. We look like idiots right now.
It's all right.
Probably maybe the talking Scott Steiner figure.
Ooh.
And Oh, and my my sealed box of Series 10, the shipper. Retros, the junkyard dog that I won't open for anybody.
Mine, I'm going my Ric Flair autographed hockey jersey that I've talked about before, Springfield Thunderbirds jersey, one of one. My next one would be my Roddy Piper autographed 8x10, which if you're watching on Patreon, you can kind of see behind me next to the big the Winged Eagle belt. I got that signed like 2 or 3 months right before he died. And just like meeting him was like, he wasn't even on really my list, and me and my buddies were just kind of like, let's go over there and meet Roddy Piper, and it was just such a cool experience.
Absolutely.
So those two, and then the last three, I honestly don't know. My Paul Heyman autographed phone.
So that's I have to throw my Rock 8x10 and or the photo of being there. Yeah,
that's three. Probably my Sergeant Slaughter signed Coliseum collection because it's so beautiful. Oh, and my Hogan and Warrior, the 12-inch Hasbros, the talking ones.
Yeah, so
that counts as a set, not just one item.
That's true. But
those are mine.
Go ahead, Phil. What do you got?
Whew, I don't know. It's tough. Probably. I don't want to sound like a sentimental kind of dork here, but Mike Lanham made me a Hasbro King of the Ring ring. He made it himself. Sent it to me a long time ago. Have it right. You probably can't see it back here, but I would grab that because that, you know, dollar wise is probably not worth a lot, but to me it's worth a lot.
The custom Nash Mysterio.
Yep. Custom Nash Mysterio. The person who asked this question actually around Christmas time sent me a Macho Man album record, Be a Man rap album, which I would take because that is, you know, that was a very cool gesture for him to do when he sent his toy drive stuff into me.
No, Michael Loncari, Lanham didn't ask this question.
Say it again. How'd you say his name?
Loncarich?
I know.
Loncarich?
I need to look back at my messages. My Legion of Doom mint on card elites, because I love those figures. They're amazing. Even if they weren't like super rare, I would love them, but just the fact that they are rare, I do love those. One more, I don't know, probably my son got me for Christmas last year a Boogeyman elite that you know, means a lot to me because he kind of knows what I like. You know, he knows I like wrestling figures. So, you know, pretty cool. So sentimental choices. I didn't take the 1-2-3K at Hasbro. That can just burn up. I don't care. All right. Good question, Michael. Whatever your last name is. John Harrelson, what are some of your memorable childhood? I'm waiting for the mail, motherfucker. It's not coming.
Oh.
What are some of your memorable
mail, motherfucker,
childhood fig fed storylines? For whatever reason, I remember having Goldust kidnap Bob Orton to get to Randy during the Jack's Ruthless Aggression days. I'll start because I went last. I had no fig fed as a kid. I bought the Hasbros and then stopped collecting for years, but I took meticulous notes in a notebook where I had my own, basically a fig fed in a notebook. And I was ahead of the time. I had 3 world titles. This was like Attitude Era, like early Attitude Era, where I, you know, before I went to college. I had 3 world titles. I basically picked all the wrestlers from WCW, ECW, and WWE and put them in like a big federation. And I had a notebook that had like every pay-per-view for years and years, probably like 4 or 5 years. I went to college and I had that like in a book bag, and I got nervous that my roommates would see it, so I threw it in a dumpster, and I still regret it to this day because it was like, yeah, it was like paid like thick, like a thick notebook of like everything, Raws, and like I had it like all mapped out. I had guys I had created like fake wrestlers, so
that's
probably, yeah. It pisses me off that I was so like self-conscious about being a wrestling fan back then.
Damn.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. I don't really remember.
I had my G.I. Joe fig fed. I was a big Shawn Michaels fan at the time. Like, so I would, instead of a year, like I would cram like an entire year's of the pay-per-views into a month, and I had it like memorized. And Shawn was probably like, probably reigned for 4 years. He was the world champion.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was also wetsuit from the G.I. Joes, which is black with an orange helmet.
So did you not have like Hasbro's or LJN's?
I did. I didn't, they had no articulation.
Yeah.
Like if they made these days, if they made essentially the figures in like G.I. Joe 3.75 scale.
Yeah.
I'd have every single one of them.
Yeah.
Cause that's, they didn't articulate. It made no sense to me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I knew like, everybody. I should just do one day. I should do a little album of who was who.
Yeah. I don't remember specific storylines. I remember though, like I had the Gloobs, I had the Hasbros, and I combined them all. But then I also had like X-Men figures, and I remember I had Weapon X, which is a version of Wolverine, and he came into the Fig Fed one day because he wasn't wearing like regular clothes. He had like, I don't know if you guys know who like what Weapon X looks like, but he's basically like shirtless, wearing shorts,
with a bunch of like things all over his chest, like
yeah. And yeah, I was like, yeah, oh, this guy would be, and he was jacked. And I'm like, this would look great as a wrestler.
Yeah.
So I threw him in. He became my champ. He dominated everything. I mean, he's a mutant, of course he's gonna dominate. But I remember like painting the Sid Galoob to look like Adam Bomb with like model paint. I remember using like, I had the Lex Luger Galoob, and when he became the Narcissist in WWF, I remember I had like these weird glow stick things from school. They were like little circle, like almost pucks, and like that was like his stage he stood on. I remember putting foil on him so that he looked cool, like he looked like the Narcissist. Wow. So and I also always cut out like the pay-per-view logos and put them wherever I was playing. I like for my Royal Rumble or for my WrestleMania or for my WWF logo when they come out. So but I don't remember a ton of specific storylines, but
I would use the Dusty Rhodes when he was the masked. He would lose a Leave Town match, and he'd come back as the Midnight Rider. It was just Dusty in a really bad mask. But I would use the Batman 88 capes and wrap it over the guy's heads.
Nice.
And I was big on that.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Good question. Very good question there. Marcus Brandon, friend of the podcast, he was on one of our Patreon episodes, kind of a WrestleCon 101 episode. What individual food are you most excited to eat in Philly? It would be too easy to say cheesesteaks here, right? But let's start with Tommy Paradise.
Chicky and Pete crab fries.
Oh, I had some of those a couple weeks ago. They're good.
I haven't had them since 2009, and I'm fucking cannot wait to have those.
Oh, we're definitely going to hit those up. Yeah. That's like the perfect. That place is like a Buffalo Wild Wings, but not like a franchise. Like good quality food. Like, you know, just the same atmosphere of like a Buffalo Wild Wings where there's sports on the TV and it's, you know, but like the food is like, I don't know. We had a bunch of stuff, and everything was good. Like it was just like tastes like a real restaurant. What about you, Nick?
So I always want to try stuff at Reading Terminal, but
yeah,
Zoe and I would go there for Valentine's Day every year pre-pandemic.
How far is that? How far is Philly from you?
3 hours, maybe just
that's
over
not
three.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah. There's a great chain of breakfast places called Green Eggs, Green Eggs Cafe. Okay. Really good breakfast. So anybody that's listening, hit up one of the locations. There's plenty around town. So I'm excited to eat breakfast there again.
Very nice. Yeah, I do want some cheese steaks.
Get some scrapple.
Oh yeah, we got that's big down here.
Is it?
I'm not a big fan of scrapple. Is it?
It's no.
Yeah, it's like a Maryland like a two state radius of stuff. I've been looking at this place down North Pizza. It's like a Detroit style square pizza. They do some wings and stuff. Lehigh Avenue. So we'll see if we're ever close to there. Looks like a pretty good spot. But there's a good place near us for cheesesteaks. There's also this place, Jim's. I want to go to Jim's West, which was, I think, burnt down, just like recently reopened up. So we'll see. I'm excited. I'm not excited about the food because Philly is known, just kind of known for cheesesteaks. I don't know too much about other stuff that they have. I'm excited about, I'm actually more excited about the food and kind of hanging out with you guys and drinking and tailgating than I am about, I think the show's going to be good, but I don't know. I'm more excited about just kind of like hanging out and staying like a week away Ooh. From work. And, you know,
I'm excited to check out this Reading terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and if anybody goes to Yards Brewing, again, this is the place I said was the best chili I've ever had in a restaurant.
Oh, shit. I would try that. I do love a good chili.
Yeah. So I'll probably take Zoe there for sure.
Kayvon Dudley, fellow Baltimore brother here. Best place to get wings near Baltimore. That's going to be Zen West. They have grilled wings. Check them out. Prediction for next ringside exclusive retro 4-pack. And our favorite pay-per-view food to eat while you're watching. So let's start with that prediction one. Nick, you can...
Lay up, motherfucker!
Nick, you get to start. What do you want to do? The prediction ringside retro 4-pack or the favorite pay-per-view food to eat while you're watching?
Oh. I think just living down here, it's just pizza. I know that's not fun, but I just love pizza around here. So... Yeah, that's gonna be my answer for pay-per-view food. I love
chicken.
I love chicken. I didn't know
chicken. I love chicken. Pizza's on, so buddy. Easy, and it's you know, when you have people over. When I watch football, I always like Chinese food for some reason. I love a good like Sunday, like 1 o'clock, kind of soaks everything up. Then you don't have to have dinner. It's like a big meal. So
you can pick at it like all day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You have little dumplings. Yeah.
I would go with pizza. Normally, that's like normally if we have people over for a pay-per-view, it's normally pizza is the winner. But we did this a couple years ago for the Royal Rumble. We did a nacho table where, my wife and then one of our friends, her boyfriend watches wrestling. So they came over with their kids and stuff. And my wife and his girlfriend, they ended up making just like a huge nacho thing on our kitchen table. They put foil down. Threw the nachos down, made like hot nacho cheese, shredded nacho Sounds cheese, so sour good. Cream, guac, meat. Yeah, it was amazing. And like each corner of the table had a different kind of meat. It was like pulled chicken, pulled pork, steak, regular taco beef. Like it was, and it's easy to clean up because the foil, you just wrap up all the foil and throw it in the trash. Like it was worth doing it. Nice. We did it 2 Royal Rumbles in a row, and I kind of wish I was around this past Royal Rumble, so we could have done it again, but
yeah,
I want to do it again actually soon. But yeah, it was fucking real good.
Sounds really good.
Real good.
Love that. Prediction for the next ringside exclusive retro 4-pack. So we've had DX, we've had NWO. I don't know, man, because it's going to have to be, I think it would be in the vein of that. Is there another stable that kind of fits below
I think you might end up seeing The Nation.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I was just trying to think of like you guys said, like a faction that's on where everybody's under contract. Like Evolution would be one, but Ric Flair's not under contract.
Can you do the Corporation? Do a little Rock, Shamrock, Bossman, Taker or something.
They just did take
Acolytes, maybe. I don't know.
Great
question.
There's another one I had in mind but I'm like, oh, the Shield. But you can't do that because Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shield might be too new. Like, I feel like they got to keep the retros older.
I think I think that should be what they do, but I could see them doing the Bloodline at some point just because.
Yeah. That would sell a shitload. A fucking figures.
Be cool if they could do the Four Horsemen.
The Wyatt family and some retros. That'd be fucking kick-ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heard it here first. You heard it here first. Right. Chad Miller. Good friend of the podcast. Question number one. If you could try any Louisiana cuisine, what would it be? Question number two. What is one figure you saw in store but passed on it and wish you had grabbed it? Let's start with number one. I talked about it a couple weeks ago how my buddy's fiance is from Louisiana and makes awesome gumbo and crawfish and all that stuff. I mean, it's tied between those two. I don't know, like, if you've ever had like a real deal gumbo, it's just so, I don't know, it's like a meal in a bowl. It's like a soup, but a full meal. But I would say maybe crawfish, because I've never really had crawfish, like, just like eating it like crabs, like taking them out of the shell. So that's probably my answer. Somebody's Googling Louisiana cuisine.
That's
it's me. What kind of food do you have?
Crawfish is my answer. I've never had it. I've always been intrigued by it. I love seafood. I don't even know if it's very seafoody, but I would love to try crawfish.
Yeah.
Cheesy cliche beignets. Like, to have them on Bourbon Street. Like, have like true beignets from whatever that place is.
Oh god, absolutely. Those look so good. Just like a powdered sugar, like, donut ball.
Yeah.
Good call. The other question, I can't remember because I'm thinking too much about food now.
The figure that was... I'm going to be so mad at this because of what I end up paying, but I saw Elite 72, a fresh case, at a local Walmart. I passed on Gorilla Monsoon because I didn't know what it was. Mm. It was so new, it didn't even have any eBay sold sales. I later bought it for $95 on Mercari.
Mm. Oh my god, dude.
Damn.
I did not buy it, but I saw the Harley Race flashback Elite in store, and it was like around the holidays. I was in Walmart with my parents, like, I forget what I was doing there with them, and just like totally passed on it, and I never bought it again. But I could have bought it and sold it for $200-$300 for a good 1 or 2 years there. So.
When I was 12 years old, I saw the 123 Kid green card in the KB Toys for $4.99. No.
Are you serious?
Are you
serious?
I passed on it 30 years later. I wish I bought it. No, I don't know. Usually if I see something and I want it, I buy it. I don't know that there's ever been a figure that I saw in the store and I'm like, I'm going to pass on that.
I just wasn't really doing elites and I didn't understand what the chases were.
Yeah. I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I was like, fuck, I wish I bought that.
Even Elite 69, I saw the entire brand new case, and I bought like Mustafa Ali's chase figure, but I didn't know his variant. And it ended up being one of the hardest ones to track down, like, are very expensive. They're all like, they all became like $60 figures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was a tough to get set. That was when like distribution was not ideal.
Yeah.
Sure. Jeffrey Parker. I like Jeffrey because he spells his first name the same way as Jeffrey from Toys R Us. What was each of your first lines of wrestling figures you collected? LJNs for me. I was a Hasbro kid. Did not get a single Jax figure. I don't know what I mean. I was a diehard Attitude Era wrestling fan. I didn't get a single Jax figure. I didn't collect anything until like the Elite's defining moments when my son was born. So I took like a good 15-year, 20-year break. What about you guys?
Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, for sure, LJNs. As I said before, my mother thought they had mold, but then I remember my brother spray painted them all black because he's an asshole for a science project. But I had probably some of the first two waves of Hasbros, and that's it. And it wasn't until listening to the Major Pod and chasing down retros. So
it's Hasbro's for me. And Gloobs. Like I said, I've had those like in a combined Fed. I loved Ric Flair. So obviously I had to try to get him as a Gloob and then again as a Hasbro. I'm the same as Phil. Like, once I was done playing my Hasbros, I didn't really buy anything again until the Classic Superstars. So wasn't on my radar.
Chris Matthews, if you were given the chance to go back in time to the 80s or 90s to load up on toys, what decade are you going to and what are you buying? This is easy. It's a great question, but it's the easiest question for me. I'm going back to those 3 for $10 fucking Hasbro days and literally just emptying out my account and just buying every Hasbro.
Yeah. And then you go on to start ringside.
Yeah. And the start, I don't know, buy the Ravens. I mean, at some point, I mean, Jesus Christ, you could literally turn like $5,000 into like $500,000 or something. I don't know. I'm not a math guy, but.
Yeah, same. 100%.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the late 80s to go in there, maybe to grab like a true Toys R Us shopping spree. And grabbing a little everything. Transformers, probably the end of the LJNs. Maybe even taking a day to order. If you give me 3 weeks for them to come in so I can send a money order in or cash on delivery.
COD.
On the black cards.
Oh, or the Hasbros in the bag. The Hasbros in the bag would be good too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And probably as many, Mike Lanham just said it, as many G.I. Joe aircraft carriers as possible.
Oh, man.
Flipping those for 10 grand each.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Commando and Over the Top figures.
Over the Top, yeah.
Yeah, and I want the arm wrestling set.
TJ McKeough. I forget how
to say it.
Why does Northeastern food suck compared to the South's food? This question got me pretty hot here.
Me too.
Because the South has some really good food. No, don't get me wrong. You got some great Southern food, great barbecue, great biscuits and gravy, and all kinds of good stuff. Of course, he's down there in Louisiana, so we talked about that food already. But I went to school in South Carolina. I don't know if TJ has ever lived anywhere outside of the South. No, no shame if he hasn't. But I went down there in the heart, in the belly of the beast, South Carolina. By myself, didn't know anybody. There's no good fucking pizza or Chinese food to be had for miles and miles. And you can get it in a lot of places up here. And he talked about seafood. I mean, I can drive 20 minutes and I'll be on the Atlantic Ocean from where I am now. And I'm sure you guys are the same way. So, I mean, I've had lobster tail up there. I've had crab cakes here in Baltimore. We got some pretty good seafood here on the East Coast. So, TJ, I don't know if you needed some sort of map or something, or
I don't know if you want to fight, TJ, but we will.
I don't know if you want to fight. We can fight. No, I do. TJ's been a.
He could take a chop, though. Took Savio's chop.
Really? Savio Vega chop?
Yeah, in Orlando. He took major pot shows. He took a lot of chops from a lot of people.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Nice. He's a good dude. But, this kind of brings me to, like, if you could, like, what area of the country has the best food? Like, if you had to live in a certain area.
Now, it's crazy because wherever you go, there's so many different influences. Like, there's great food everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, Kauai had amazing food, but you couldn't get typical, like, I didn't have a good slice of pizza for an entire year.
Right.
But, yeah. The poke bowls are probably fucking amazing, though.
Yeah. Everything's so fresh in terms of seafood.
Yeah,
and the way they do their teriyakis and their different marinades, it's such a cross pollination of all of Polynesia and Asian cultures, and then obviously California. Yeah, I love San Diego because I get good Mexican every single place you go.
Yep.
Now I've never lived in the middle of the country. And anybody listening, I'm not talking shit about the Indianas of the world and the wherever you live, Iowas, but I just don't know how you have any kind of. Like what's out there? What are they known for in the middle of the country? Like
because barbecue, right?
I was gonna say Kansas City barbecue.
You said no, you're wrong.
No, Kansas City barbecue is good. I've been to Kansas City; they have good barbecue there. But I guess that kind of stretches to other states around there. But I can't think you have any kind of like.
Chicago has its own version of pizza.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like Chicago's known too for like the Chicago style hot dogs. Italian beef sandwiches.
Yep.
Which I can't really
watch the fucking Diddy's Bear, dude? Come on, man.
We'll see. But that's a good question, TJ. We love you. And last but not least, John James is asking, when are you going to pick up this banner in my garage, Tom? I'm about to give it to the homeless camp to use as a blanket. That's not really a question. John James, we love you.
Does anybody want, anybody out there listening, want the Run-In Podcast banner that we used to put up at the Blitzkrieg Pro shows? If anybody wants it.
I bet somebody would take it.
Just pay for shipping. You can have it.
Wow.
Can we just replace the banner for our new one?
Right. Turn it around.
Just put a sticker over it. Just put a sticker over it. Yeah.
It's been
sitting out a Fit Cave logo pop.
It's been sitting in John James's car since November. Because John James is a good brother, and I just said, here, take this. Every Blitzkrieg show, put it up, because I can't make it to all of them. By the way, if you're in the area this Friday night, November 22nd, Sandman going to be in the house.
The goddamn Candyman.
The Candyman.
The goddamn Candyman.
I got some rapid-fire questions here from Instagram. Anthony V725, good brother. Says wings or burgers. I'm going wings here all day. What do you guys say?
9 times out of 10, I would say wings, but every once in a while, a burger just hits right.
Yeah,
I'm getting away from the wings thing, man. I used to love them, and I just don't get the enjoyment I used to.
Are you burnt out or
pussy?
Yeah, I just don't. I'm a burger guy now.
Okay.
In that battle, I think I'm a burger guy over wings.
Okay. It's a good. Yeah. It's a good question. Austin or Rock, Nick?
Austin.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it a clean.
The Rock left too soon. Rock spends 2 more years. Who knows?
I don't think he had the impact of like Austin did so little to get so big of a. You know what I mean? He was just himself. He didn't have to like talk shit or do anything. It was maybe a lot of the broken glass hitting, like that song hitting, but. I think it was just him being a badass.
I would say
history, but history paints The Rock as being just as big, if not bigger, and that bugs the shit out of me.
He had a couple years, but I mean, he had to build up to that, and then he left. You know, it wasn't like you said.
He never carried it though. He always carried it with somebody.
Yeah, true.
Austin absolutely carried that company like out of the 83 weeks.
Yep.
Into prosperity, into destroying WCW.
Johnny Sack 3 _ any idea at all when the Outsiders Ultimates will go for pre-order? I don't have any fucking idea, Johnny. Probably around WrestleMania, I would assume. It's going to be soon.
What do you think, Nick?
What do you think? What do you think, Nick?
2024.
Okay.
For sure.
Q2.
I wonder if I go back to my emails to see when we order the Usos. Because I ordered them right away.
Oh, yeah. I'm on ring. Oh, it's not even up there. Never mind. I was going to say, I could tell
but the you. The order history doesn't go that far back.
Last question. Paul Chaffee. Paul _ Chaffee. Fantasy defining moments series. I feel like we've done this already, but we can do it again. I'm going to go Pipe Bomb Punk in the kind of a cross-legged position sitting down. Would look cool in a package. I don't know what else. I mean, let's do this all together. Let's build a four pack.
Austin on a Zamboni.
Yeah, Austin has to be in there because we got what? It was Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Cody, and Mankind. The first set.
Actually, what if you did a bloody Austin from WrestleMania 13?
Oh man, that'd be cool.
Bret.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that works.
We have to do a Hogan in here too, probably. What would be a good Hogan?
Looking around for. I think Bloody Becky. If you could do blood.
Okay.
When she gets punched in the face.
Yeah. When she becomes the man.
Yep.
What about, remember the 1990s Royal Rumble posters where the guys are like walking down the alley in the street clothes?
Yeah.
What about Hogan in that get up?
With the shirt on, the yellow shirt.
Yeah, he's got like a varsity jacket with the sleeves cut.
Wow, I'm looking at
the poster right now. It's what made me.
Well, if we're picking Hogan's, I want Hogan in the Jankos, dude. In the black Jankos.
Can we get a mashup with his John 3:16 shirt on now?
Yep.
And Jankos.
Oh my god, it'd be great. All right, that's a good mailbag, guys. Let's do this another. You know, every like twice a year, we'll do a mailbag.
Yeah, whenever there's
nothing. Can I ask you, what do you guys think for the Major Pod did it? We've done it in the past, but now that we're here, Coliseum Collection, book the next one for me.
I still love your idea. Sorry, I keep going first. I keep just
no, go ahead.
Sorry. I love your idea, Nick, of Heenan and Andre. Even though we just got an Andre Ultimate, but like, I just love that idea.
Yeah, it sucks that you can't. They're trying not to tweak the outfits, but give me Mania 3 fucking tuxedo, Bobby.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll say my Savage and Steamboat.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
No, Savage. Yeah. Savage is under contract.
Is he? Is he? He is or not?
No, as far as we know, he's not. Is we don't still
have the Macho. He's back in. He's back in the video game.
Yeah. What
the fuck, man.
The other one I say is Sheik and Nikolai. I think you could pull off.
That would not sell. I think you got to split those guys up. I think you would. You got to split them up. You got to split them up.
Nah. She carries them all, dude. Don't tell them any different.
You already got a Roddy. You already got a Roddy. You already got a Jake. Mm. It's tough. Somebody in the Major Pod group put up that picture of like the different LJNs that we could possibly get. We haven't got the Ultimate Warrior in this series.
Yeah. Steamboat and Honky, I think, would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what he charged, but yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's calling the ring, but brother.
Good questions, guys. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. Should we get to weekly purchases, Tommy?
Yep.
Here comes the money. Okay.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Dollar, dollar.
All right. Weekly purchases brought to you in part by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Make sure you use code FIGCAVE, FIGCAVE, to get 10% off. And while you're there, while you're on the internet, go to patreon.com/FIGCAVE. Starts at $1 per month. Let's get a shout out to some of our new Patreon subscribers. You have that in front of you there?
I do. Two nice. New Patreons this week. Graham Lawford from north of the border.
I like Canadian. Law firm. I like law firm better.
Canadian friend joined, and Chris Clary, who I believe is from Maryland.
He is. Yeah, yep. I've done multiple deals with him. Great dude. I'm glad I've been telling him to sign up.
We met him at the Jimmy show.
I was going to say, his name sounds familiar.
He was dressed as Macho.
He was dressed as Macho. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, you were sober for that one, I think.
I was sober initially.
I was drinking beer, but I was sober. I wasn't. Yeah. Hammered.
I was nervous. I was trying to buy you guys more beers because I didn't know you, and I was trying to endear myself. But you know, only me and Phil were drinking.
Do you guys remember who the person was that we saw when we went to that store?
Yeah, it was. Oh, what's his fucking name?
Nick?
Wait. When? When I came for your birthday? No, because I didn't go. I wasn't hanging out with you guys the first time.
No, I don't think it was the first time. We went to that store, Random Treasures or something.
No, I wasn't your guys' friend then.
Oh, jeez. Who was
that? That's when we became friends, though, I think.
Yeah, so we became friends later that day.
Oh, okay. Man. So we didn't know you then.
I cannot think of the guy's name.
You guys had your, you guys did the taste test of the new chicken sandwich at Burger King. It's in the vlog. Yeah.
Mike Lanham. Should have been there. All right. William Purchase, who wants to go first?
Nick. I will. Okay.
You can tell us all about Big Event.
Oh, yeah. Big Event.
I'll try to figure out who this kid is.
Well, real quick, my purchases are, I'm sure everybody has this. Well, everybody has one of these, but I bought this off a friend a while ago. I finally actually met up with him to get it, but the Chase Andre from that last Legend set.
Nice.
He grabbed it. I have a Ultimate Coliseum collection sitting in the box that you guys also got.
Yeah, did you open yours to see if you got the
Chase? I need to open it. I got a blue card. I'm sure you guys did too.
Can you pull that out of there real quick? I want to show on the video here from Mike Lanham. Mike Lanham, do you have this? Thumbs up or thumbs down? No. Look at the pack. Look at the drawing they do of Bret Hart on this package, dude. Let me see the chubby. No, the side face. Chubby boy, no. Wait. Turn it one more time. Where is it? Where's the chubby boy face? Maybe it's that one. There's a photo inside of like him with his face. It's all chubby.
Is it inside? Is it his figure?
Maybe it's inside. I don't know.
Oh, look at my Bo Dallas. Oh yeah,
on the back card there. There you go.
Oh yeah, hold
that. That's Bo Dallas, brother.
So chubby.
That dude's name was Stetson something.
Oh yeah, Stetson Kula or something like that, right? Stetson Scott Kula.
Is he still in that group?
No. He was rocking like Zubaz, right? Because
Where did he go? What happened to that guy?
Didn't he work for some card company? Work for like Topps or something like that, right?
Oh yeah.
He had a kid too, like recently.
Congrats.
Good for him,
brother.
I don't know what made me think about that part, but
how did you find that?
It just honestly, I was looking through Instagram to see he was a follower on the Run-In page, but like I didn't see him pop up, but scrolling through names, it just came to me.
I see him here. Okay.
That was my other purchase is it's going to be chilly in Philly, dude. So chilly I got a white crew neck sweatshirt.
Oh, fake crew neck, baby.
So I'll be wearing, someday I'll figure out how the mirror works on a camera. So
love it.
Be rocking that. Love it. And so I was at the big event this weekend, Long Island. They're still in that huge venue, way better. Dude, Stacy Keibler fucking brought so many people in there.
I bet.
If you got a combo, it was almost $350.
She had a line of signing since 15 for 15 years. She hasn't done
it. It was insane how many people were there for her. And I know that's like these people that like get everybody and it was like on their list, but I can't.
Good for her.
She's not, if she don't have an ultimate, I ain't spending that money.
Good thing you're not an encyclopedia person.
That was crazy. Although K&S, man, I should have hit them up because they were selling the Legends for like $125 if you pre-ordered it. It was cheaper than the actual auto. I got, just for autos, I didn't go crazy because I'm trying to save for Mania, but I got the Lucha Bros. I said, hey, you guys pick whatever marker you guys want to use. And they each individually grabbed red. So... Penta was on his phone the whole time. Ray was very friendly, very cool to talk to for a few minutes. I skipped the photo. Maybe I'll get it done at WrestleCon, but again, I got to spread the money around. So
that's right.
I got Mickie James. She showed up 3 hours late. She signed something to, I get all the females to what sign to Marley.
What is that autograph?
Dude, I asked her to sign it to Marley. What she started that, way dude? Too low on the box. I think it says to Marley. You're a rock star, Mickie James.
Wow.
Oh my God. Dude. Looks like the pen exploded. Like a spider web.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it, dude. Not crazy about it. I might just get it erased.
I mean, it's pretty unique. It's pretty unique, though. I mean,
yeah. And then my buddy.
She's a fucking liar. She doesn't even know Marley.
Rockstar. Rockstar. She still rock shits star. Her pants. She's a rock star.
So my buddy. I have a good friend. He's one of those guys that I was like, hey, man, I'm going to this autograph show. You want to go? Like, just see if you want to go for the ride? He's like, Stacy Keibler? Fine. So he got a combo photo of Stacy and Tori. $200. Didn't even think about it. But he also was very in on the fact that Elias was there.
Nice.
So
nice. Hello.
This was going to go in a tote, but since I can get it signed, hello, I'm Elias. I got to replace the battery so he'll start talking again. And that's it. That's what I got signed. I didn't go crazy. Got photos of Mickie James and Elias, and that's it.
How's Mickie James?
She looked good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. She looked great, actually. She was very. I think she was a little tipsy. I'm not sure. Lana was drunk. Lana was definitely drunk. Oh, Mike Lennon. Mickie is notorious for showing up late. She was. Lana was not allegedly not sober.
Can't wait to see her this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah. I hate people that show up late for stuff. I have a friend who is not married to this girl anymore, but actually the guy I'm going over, he's going to hang out tomorrow night with me for March Madness, his ex-wife, and we would go to the bar or go out to a restaurant, and she would be there like 2 hours late. To my wedding, they got there. We were walking down the aisle back out. The wedding was over, and they're like walking up like to go to their seat as the wedding ends. Oh. Like, yeah, it was pretty awful.
I did that at one wedding. I felt so bad, but they got married on Friday. The wedding, yeah. the ceremony was at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
I had to go through the state.
Like that bummed
that's
me
tough.
Out. But, yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, notoriously, Tom, you wanna go? Yeah, you have no sympathy. No sympathy.
No sympathy.
Yeah, I can go. I got something for Squared Circle Expo or WrestleCon, depending on which one is cheaper. I got this Arn Anderson Classic Superstars because the Elites are just way too expensive.
Pretty minty.
It is very minty. I sent this to these guys like, you guys think this looks minty enough on eBay? And this looks like it was in a case from 2006 and they just pulled it out and sent it over. So very excited to get that signed by Arn Anderson. Never met him before. Obviously, as a Ric Flair fan, got to know all about Arn Anderson. Yeah, his autograph. Mike Lanham said, "Hope it is cheap because Arn's signature is weak." Yeah, it's not a great signature, but I also got
Ali and Luchasaurus bad autos.
They were both Elias one. Like, didn't like his. Not that it looked bad on your figure, but like his autograph doesn't look like anything special. Like,
no, it's an E, and then he scribbles because I think it goes for Ezekiel Elias or Elijah, which is his new indie name.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just E scribble.
But I also got the blue. Oh, I was going to try to open it on the camera, but I got the blue cards. I did not get a chase. I was going to actually try to wait until we recorded to open to see what I got, but I couldn't. I was impatient.
Me too.
And then the only other thing, actually, that's a lie. Not the only other thing I got. But I got finally got my Macho Big Rubber guy. And nice. I already. Yeah, cheers. Phil's showing up his if you're just listening. But
I don't like the packaging, dude. It really? Stand still. Kinnick did say that they're changing the packaging, but this and the Major Buddies or the Major Bendies have this lip on the bottom of the package that will not, it won't stand.
So I'm okay with it because I'm going to take this shell off and put it on my Ric Flair packaging because my Ric Flair packaging is all jacked up.
Okay. They have protectors for these, almost like Katana Collectibles protectors.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
On their site, I might grab a set.
Rectangle, like a square, so it would have a flat bottom.
This thing is amazing, though. They knocked this and Flair are the only two that I have, and they have knocked them out of the park.
Awesome. It's awesome looking, yeah.
And it makes me want to be that their booth makes me want to be the first or their booth. It makes me want to go to their booth first thing at WrestleCon Friday morning. So
yeah, I'm buying two of those and I'm flipping the shit out of the second one. Sorry.
Nash is buying two for me. Two for myself.
Well, that's a good idea. Have Nash
put a mustache on Nash, get him his twin brother and get two.
I'll give him cash.
Oh, Marcus von Stroken, you want two more? Okay.
Art Vandelay here.
Nash on my shoulders in the trench coat.
So I got the same thing. I got the Macho from Major Bendy's big guy rubbers. I got the Heart Foundation, and that's about it.
I wasn't done. I had one more.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
In our effort, this is why if you're watching the video, my name is Idiot. On Tuesday morning, I'm sitting looking at WrestleMania tickets like I do ever for Sunday. Listen very carefully. For Sunday night, price pops up for some decent seats. I send it to Phil and his buddy Matt because the four of us are all going together. What do you guys think about these? They say pull the trigger. I do it. Thought I was buying four for Sunday. I bought two for Saturday. I was trying to work like my shoot job. I had too many tabs open and I realized it. Like as soon as I got the email, I was like, oh no.
No.
Yeah. I said to Phil, I buy tickets for a lot of things, baseball games, hockey games, concerts, wrestling. I've never, ever done something like this. $1,100 mistake. Cause I only ended up buying two tickets. Luckily was able to flip them. Well, I didn't flip them. I sold them. So it only became a $100 mistake. But still not a mistake I wanted to make 2 weeks before WrestleMania. That $100 could have been coming with me to Philly, but shit happens. And now we still need tickets for Sunday because they haven't dropped like I thought they did. But
so if anybody has tickets to WrestleMania for night two, let us know.
I'm just glad I don't have to be like pimping out the tickets today. Like, hey, somebody buy my tickets. We're good. We're good. They sold this morning. So, but yeah, make sure you're buying for the right night.
The funny thing is, the guy who's coming with me, my buddy Matt, who lives right next door, he's going to jump on and do the WrestleMania recap episode with us because he's never been to WrestleMania. But he is like you. I mean, between the two of you guys, you've probably been to, I mean, him and his wife go to a concert, I would say, at least once a month, maybe twice a month. They're always going to concerts. And I'm not, I don't know if you are, Nick, I'm not a concert guy at all. Dude, I could go the rest of my life without going to a concert. I would not miss it. It's just not a thing I enjoy. When I go to one, I like it. It's like a nice outdoor atmosphere. But I know, Tom, you go to a ton of concerts, big music.
Mid-card concert guy. Like,
those are
I'll go see Less Than Jake and Pepper and like those same bands over and over and over. Yeah. But any big name stuff, like, even if I had the money for Taylor Swift, like Pearl Jam, amazing show, I would have gone. You know,
Pearl Jam for $700 tickets now.
Yeah,
$130.
That's it for Pearl Jam.
For Pearl Jam, face value. Jeez. Yep.
I could charge more.
Seeing them in September at Fenway. I agree with you. Last summer, one of the best shows we went to was I don't know if you know Look Park in Northampton, Nick. But they have like a little amphitheater out there. It was Gin Blossoms, Marcy Playground, and Toad the Wet Sprocket. It was like a 90s outdoor event. And it was like there's food trucks. And it was just like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever. You could bring a lawn chair like that. It was so much fun.
But, like if they would just never end Warp Tour, I'd be good. I would just go to that every year and get my fill. And that would be me for concerts.
So... yeah, so we're still looking for Sunday tickets. I'm an idiot, and I will make sure, because I know I will not hear the end of it, to make sure
if
that they
fuck
are
up my
Sunday tickets.
WrestleMania experience. No,
I'm more worried about Nash's than yours.
Yeah, me too. No, I think there's plenty of tickets available right now. It's just getting them at a good price, so we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
as they continue to drop, we'll see. But
exactly,
we're doing a tailgate for night one, guys. We're gonna have a meetup and kind of drive in all together, and we'll get all the details to you guys for that. We need to do that pretty soon, but we'll get a bunch of beer, we'll grill some food, we'll stop at the grocery store, we'll hang out, we'll play some cornhole or something, we'll have some fun. So
put Nash through a table,
yes, slam his ass through a table, play some old wrestling theme songs on my speakers. Do you have a portable speaker we can hook up to something?
Of course.
Yeah, Tom, bring all your DJ stuff.
No, no, like a little. I have like a little Bose, but like, do you have like?
I have a big one.
Something okay,
and I have a decent sized speaker. Heyo!
Oh, nice, nice.
It's getting late in the night.
Getting late. That's it. We will get some reveals on Friday from Mattel Creations, but I don't know if it'll just be that CM Punk or it'll be something else. But be sure to check out our social medias. If you want to support our podcast, you can do that for starting at $1 per month. It goes up from there for some bonus episodes and stuff like that. It's patreon.com/figcave. Check us out there. A bunch of stuff on our YouTube. Just search the Fig Cave on YouTube. And if you're going to WrestleMania, let us know. Hopefully Nick Thompson will be there too.
I'll be in Philly.
Nikki, big business. No, for WrestleMania, specifically WrestleMania. No.
Wait for some emails.
We'll see. Yeah. All right, boys.
That's it. Wash your hands.
Holding the podcast. We had some great numbers last week. We appreciate it. Tell your friends, and we'll be back here next week.
Peter, Andrew, Chad, Mike Lanham, thanks for watching in the chat.
Yeah.
Watching live.
The real ones.